And we're live.
Hello, and welcome to the first ever Waffle Mafia podcast. So I'd like to thank everybody for jumping in. This is the Waffle Mafia podcast number one. So thanks for being a part of that. We're here tonight. We'll start this new format. We're going to try to do a quick podcast, maybe 30 minutes at a time, to talk about some Masters things, talk about things that are going on, and the stuff that's going on with the Waffle Mafia. So for the folks that are not aware of what the Waffle Mafia is, we have some groups. We have Lucky Legends, we have Lord of Destruction Waffles, we have the Most Powerful Waffles, and then we also have Law Wheel. So those folks are part of the Waffle Mafia, and it's something that we've been building for almost exactly a year now. And so I figured in true Mafia fashion, why not show up in the Mafia outfit as well for this momentous occasion where we get our very first Waffle Mafia podcast. And for that, I have brought on a good friend of mine who I've met through the Waffle Mafia. We've become brethren, as most of the Waffle Mafia is. We work hard, we play hard, and we all get along and share our stories and our love for Masters together. So I have Mr. Eric Glenn with me. This is E-Daddy. So E-Daddy, welcome to the room.
Hey, what's up, Aaron?
Hey.
What's up, everybody?
Got old E-Daddy in the backdrop. So E-Daddy, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, and you're a waffle man, too.
Long time love of the Masters of the Universe, going all the way back to 1983, whenever the cartoons first hit. Tell you what, for longest time, I had all the toys that we could all dream of having. Fortunately, don't have a lot of them anymore. But anyways, and thanks to like Aaron, Miz, Godwaffler, hey, I got back into collecting and everything, especially a lot of classics anymore. But anyways, I'm like the rest of y'all. I bust my ass almost every day trying to get things done. And I'm also the organizer of WaffleCon.
So WaffleCon 2018. WaffleCon came about as a way as the groups grew. You know what, guys? This is not going to work for a Waffle Mafia podcast. Let's get real here. Let's talk about what it really is.
I'm going to say, you weren't looking right, man.
Let's crack that beer and let's get it here.
Thank God.
It is time for the Waffle Mafia podcast. So Waffle Mafia came about, all of us collecting things. And like E-Daddy said, some of us had it from our childhood. Some of us caught on to it a little bit later. Some of us sold off our stuff and we lost our killer collections. And then we came back and we tried to replace those things. So the Waffle groups have been a great way for us to get together, share our love of Motu, and be able to build our collections. So behind me, collection, these are some of the things that we give away when we do our waffles. And, of course, on the other side of the room, which you can't see, is some of my personal collection and things that I have won in waffles as well. Because not only being a capo of the Waffle Mafia, I also am a member, and I like to participate. So when the other guys do waffles, I get to play. Obviously, when I'm running waffles, I'm not in them. But so the idea came about to have a WaffleCon 2018, and we were looking for a way for everybody to get together and be able to basically throw our own con. And so in order for that to happen, there were a lot of wheels that needed to get into motion, and Mr. E-Daddy's been heading that up. So he's going to give us a quick update on WaffleCon. We're going to get into talking about a few things. We got some folks in the chat room I want to shout out. We got Joe Amato. We got Wally Cat. Gary of the Whirlwind. Sir, I do not know who you are, but glad to have you. Welcome to the Mafia, bro. So there we go. We're up and we're running. Adam Wally Cat calls for a pause for the cause. And with that said, I will toast you, Mr. E-Daddy, and we will let you do your thing.
All right. With that said, we've been talking a lot about trying to do WaffleCon. We've come up with a solution as far as a date goes. It kind of goes along with the fact that Lexington is having their own Comic-Con in March, on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. So I think what we've decided on as a group is to try to do WaffleCon that March 9th and 10th, so way we can also go down and go check out the Comic-Con along with doing our own thing. We have secured a location. That would be the Ramada Conference Center. The only thing is, we really need to get a head count amongst all the members of the Waffle Mafia on who wants to come along or who wants to show up for this.
So what were those dates again? This is the Ramada is where we got it set up at. And what were the dates for WaffleCon?
March 9th and 10th. And that's a Friday and Saturday.
9th and 10th. And that coincides with the con that's going on.
Yeah, the Lexington Comic Con, which will also be on the 9th, 10th, and the 11th.
Something cool, I mean, just to throw it out there about, now, obviously, like you said, we do have to have a head count because, guys, we're reserving space. We're setting aside a room that we all can meet in, a convention center. I'm going to let E-Daddy kind of talk about that in a second. But it's very important in order for this thing to happen, guys. You guys are the reason that we're doing this, and you guys are the reason that we're making it happen. So in order for it to happen, we got to have you guys. So please, if you can, set this side of time. Start looking ahead now how you can get tickets. We're going to work on some things, possibly some GoFundMe kind of things to get this thing going. So that we have a little bit of something. We want to do some live things while we're there. And this thing coincides with Lexington Comic-Con. And if you guys are not aware of Lexington Comic-Con, that thing is excellent. Some of the guys took home some really crazy stuff last year. I know Travis Cook, he had posted some pictures. He got a hold of a Castle Grayskull, several figures. And these were classics, and they were carded, and still only ended up dropping about 300 and took home a classic Castle Grayskull. So really cool stuff going on at Lexington, and I want to make that con this year. So obviously I'm going to make it because we got on. So with that said, tell us what are we thinking, E-Daddy? What are we trying to do as a group?
Overall as a group, you know, for one, for all of us to get together, to be able to, like, talk to one another, share stories. I'd like to try to see if we can do a podcast or something live from the Waffle Con. All of us go down together to the Comic Con, do some live waffles there, along with doing like a live feed, you know, like we, you usually do on for Syrupy Saturday. Shoot, if we could talk Miz into it and he shows up, we re-bring back Friday Night Fights for one night. With a stone cold beer throwing beer drinking contest.
We can do it, man. And what better way to do it than Friday Night Fights? And then we get up and we'll have hungover Saturday. And then we'll work that into Syrupy Saturday as things improve. So it's definitely something I think that would be great. You know, as far as the Waffle Mafia goes, we've only been around about a year. Our ranks have steadily grown over the past year. Met some really awesome people. We've got some great guys in the group. For anybody that's not in the group, please come join Lucky Legends, Lord of Destruction Waffles. Hell, get the Lucky Legends. We'll direct you where you need to go after that. But come join up, man. There's a lot of great discussions and things that go on the page. And it's all for the love of masters. So that's what brought us here. But what we really want to do is we want to show up in force. We want to show up with our shirts. E-Daddy has got his Waffle Mafia for Life shirt on. There's a couple of other shirts floating around. I think Joe did. Did Joe do that shirt? Is that a Joe Amato?
This is a Joe Amato shirt right
here. Absolutely. Waffle Mafia for Life. Thank you, Joe, for doing that. And we got some other designs out there also that we're going to do. There are some killer stickers, and I'm going to let E-Daddy talk about that too because he's already got his. And, he can tell you guys about it. So let's give a shout-out to one of the soldiers in the Waffle Mafia. We'll give a shout-out to old Wiley Cat himself, and you tell us what you got there.
Well, I'll tell you what we ended up getting, and I know several – other members are going to be getting them along with there's one to understand from Wally Cat. some kind of giveaway. There's 6 3-inch stickers. Got the Waffle Mafia logo on top of the waffle, which, you know, let's face it, we couldn't have it any other way. I know they come in both black and white. I got my black one in today. Stuck it on the back of my pickup truck. I've done asked him for a white one so I can stick on the family cruiser. But anyways, they are really sweet looking. In fact, I'm looking over at it now. I kind of can't help it.
Well, you can't take your eyes off of it, man. The sad thing is I actually would have had mine to show you guys tonight, and I was super excited to hurry home, get that thing, and because I wanted to show it in the first podcast. But apparently, as you guys know that are in the waffle groups, we talk about my mail carriers. They are afraid of 2 8-pound wiener dogs and just cannot deliver my mail here. So what I get is I get these goofy ass slips of paper in the mailbox that I then have to turn around and go down to the mail place and pick it up. So mine are down there, my stickers. So super excited about getting those things out on the vehicles so we can ride around and show people who the Mafia are. It's been an exciting week for the Waffle Mafia. This podcast has come about, and of course, going forward, it won't be quite as erratic. We will have a topic. We will have something that we are going to talk about as far as character review, mini comics. Really want to talk a lot about the vintage line. Of course, I'm a classics man at heart, so you know, that's just building off my love of the vintage, because you really, style-wise and sculpt-wise, the stuff that the Horsemen are still doing is just absolutely phenomenal. So very excited about some of the new figures that are coming out. We're going to cover those things as well. But there is a whole lot of things out there, guys, especially in the mini comics within some of our large hardback books that have been done by Dark Horse recently, that have a lot of stories that we really haven't dug into, and a little more in depth into certain characters that you wish you had gotten a little bit more of. So we will do that going forward. The big thing here was to, of course, we had to break the ice. Somebody had to come out and get whacked tonight. It was E-Daddy, so, you know, he's a made man after tonight, and that's the beauty of it. So what we wanted to do was just try to stoke a little bit of interest in this thing. Let's start building this thing. Let's get some folks in on the podcast. And we've had some awesome stuff going on. We got some folks over in the chat room. They're talking. Appreciate you guys jumping in. And Wiley Cat says we can go door to door with little books and tell who we are. Hi, have you heard about the Waffle Mafia? Your Lord and Savior. No, we won't.
Dressed like that, I could see us all trying to do that, Aaron. Oh, I really could.
This is a good look, E-Daddy. I mean, it really is. I thought you should see me in here cutting the sleeves off his bad boy before we got started. You know, I'll take a polo. We'll lose some sleeves off some Ralph Lauren. We don't care, because around here it's pronounced Ralph Lauren, you know. Most people don't know nothing about that. But moving forward, let's keep it rolling. All right. So we've talked a little bit about WaffleCon and what that's going to be. Of course, the dates, we will be sharing those things in the group. Please, if you're not a part of the group, come join so that you can join the discussion and we can talk about the things that are actually going to be happening, and you can get your hands on these different things. So with that said, for anybody, if you know anybody that's in the Masters, or if there's anybody that you know, can contribute to the group in any way, please do. We've got a lot of other things going on. We are working as a group collectively with our other podcast, the Masters of the Galaxy. We're working on doing a fanzine and a throwback to the original He-Man and Masters of the Universe magazines. So we're trying to put that together. We still have a bit of a contest going on that I don't think a lot of folks know about at this point, because it's pinned to the page, but I don't think it, you know, it really jumps out at anybody as we're scrolling through. But please, if you haven't submitted artwork for that, please do. I encourage anybody. What we're trying to do is a little bit of a throwback to the original He-Man and the Masters of the Universe magazine. And for those of you that don't know, those were magazines that started, I think the original one, I have it on my wall. Let me pull it off and I can show you guys. The original issue 1985. This actually is my issue that was sent to me as a child. So I have managed to hang on to that thing for all these years, and I don't know how in the world I've not gotten drunk and waffled it off. But so I remember Joe Amato telling me at one point, I pulled this thing out on one of the waffles, and he was like, man, if you get rid of that, I will kill you. So, Joe, just by your kind of chatting, it's still here. So I framed it, and it's good to go. But so He-Man and the Masters Universe magazine, what we're trying to do here with the fanzine is a little throwback for the artwork for the cover, and sort of your interpretation or a reimagining of what this cover meant to you, or how that cover, how you could redraw that in a new, cool way. So for anybody that wants to give that a shot, please do your artwork, scan it, PM it to me, and then we're going to throw it out on the page, and we're going to let everybody kind of vote on it and decide where we're at with that. So that's still coming up. We're still working on that. But this podcast thing just kind of came about, and I, Joe, I very much appreciate you and Tyler, of course, over at Fans of Power and your podcast, because you guys were the ones that got me started with this and got me started with listening to the podcast and diving deep into the master's knowledge and that kind of thing. So, man, I really I do appreciate that, and I appreciate your guys' support with the Waffle Mafia podcast and us doing our first thing. So, thank you, guys. With that said, I'm going to move forward. What we will be doing in the future is we will sort of be recapping some of the waffles of the previous week. So this past week, we haven't done a whole lot because this is Wednesday, but we did jump in on Monday, and we did a new thing called a flash waffle, and may very well do one of those this evening. I'm not quite sure yet. Got to see how the baby's doing and all that good stuff. But what we are going to do is we are going to do a waffle during this live podcast before the podcast is over. And so anybody who jumps in during the podcast and speaks in the chat room and, hey, I'm here, you're going to get thrown in to the upcoming waffle here in just a few minutes. So as far as recap goes for this past week, we did a flash waffle on Monday. The flash waffle was for Eldor Classics. I love to give away classics. So Masters of the Universe Classics Eldor, he was mint on card, did not have a shipping box. However, card is beautiful, absolutely nice looking feller. So that was one that was given away this past week. We also did a comic along with that. And then as far as the page itself on Lucky Legends, what we're trying to do is about every 30 days is the data that it's given me. It lets me know who the top contributors to the page are. So it will list the top 10 folks that contribute to the page, whether it be posting, liking, reacting to something, commenting. Of course, you know, Facebook measures all that stuff. And with all that said, it then gives me a list of where everybody is at within the page and how you rank as a contributor. So I don't know. Can you tell me who the number one contributor was this past week, E-Daddy?
Yes, I can, because everybody's looking right at him.
E-Daddy, I don't know. It was funny because we posted the post, you know, as far as who the top contributors were. And, of course, you know, view looks good from the top, but E-Daddy said, wow, I didn't realize I was that active. So there you go, man. E-Daddy was number one and is still leading the ranks. I looked at it, and it does update daily, but what we're looking at is the 30-day window. So E-Daddy's still in the lead. There's a few folks that have shuffled around because they've been doing some commenting. One thing I would say is it has to be Masters-related, guys. You can't just come in and say hi. It does measure that, but I'm going to delete the post because it's got to be a Masters post. Lucky Legends is strictly Masters of the Universe only. That covers anything vintage. It covers classics. It covers 2000X, covers comics, mini comics, anything that would be Masters memorabilia, Masters, you know, just like the Havoc staff back here. So anything that you want to talk about or you want to post pictures of Masters, please do. So that's where we are with that. So something else big happened this week, and everybody's been waiting, and we've been waiting on it. What you got, E-Daddy? What is it?
Well, like I said earlier, we have a set place for WaffleCon 2018. It will be the Ramada Conference Center here in Lexington, Kentucky. It will coincide with the Lexington Comic Con, so we can all shuffle down and go see that. Have a crap load of things idea-wise to do there at the WaffleCon. Need to say the Stone Cold Beer Throwing and Beer Drinking Contest, which was your idea, by the way. I just offered to get the arm warmed up, start tossing beers, which, well, this soldier's just about gone.
Yeah, we're in the same boat over here. But with that said, I'll have a pause for the calls. And Wally Cat wanted to remind me that we did give away a Sports Bro He-Man last week. So we did that also on Monday. Did Sports Bro He-Man. So that is Flying Fist He-Man without his weapons, Sports Bro He-Man. Sometimes we get a few of these loggers down and things get a little wild. Like I said, guys, it's going to be a 30-minute show. We're not going to keep you guys a super long time. The one thing that I do want to do tonight, though, is I want to do a free giveaway for everybody who is in the chat room and talking. So we're going to lock that in. Right now, I think we've got everybody we're going to have. We've got a couple of folks in there. So what I'm going to do is for the inaugural run of the Waffle Mafia podcast, we have to go back to number one. So what we're going to do, we're going to do a 2000X He-Man, or of course 2002 or 2000X, however you like to refer to that. 2002, I think, is the line, or 2000X is the line, and 2002 was the Mike Young Productions that have the accompanying cartoon. So for those of you all who are not aware that there actually was a reboot of the He-Man cartoon in 2002, check that out. It's on YouTube. You can see it. There are a lot of different playlists that will actually play it through. So with that said, we're going to do a number one He-Man, trying to get the glare off the box there, guys. He's absolutely beautiful. Of course, he's kind of old, 2002. So this guy's been around. It's about a 15-year toy here. So for the condition, I mean, absolutely beautiful, good looking bubble, cards in good shape. Got a little bend up here on the end, but for a free giveaway, you know, we won't kick you out of bed for eating crackers. So, oh, He-Man, there he be. And what we'll do is I'm going to load the names up on the wheel. Right now I've got Majo Locke. I've got E. Daddy. I've got Cristobal Davila. I got Wiley Cat. And then we got Doug E. Fresh. So those are the names on the wheel. It's going to be a five-man battle royale. We're going to see who gets whacked. So what we're going to do, I'm not going to do a single spin like we do in the groups. We're going to count her down. So the last man standing is the man who takes her home. And all you got to do is PM me your address. Of course, you five guys, I've already got it. And already sold it to several different people. So we're going to do 23 seconds on the spin. And this gives you guys a little idea of what we do in the group and what we do to have fun. It does get a little bit wilder in the group. We'll keep it somewhat PG for the podcast. Like to keep things that way. And then you can choose to get on the adult fun if you choose to over in the group. But for right now, we're going to spin the wheel. We're going to tick them down, and we will see who is left standing. So, again, our names on the wheel. We've got Majo Locke. We got E. Daddy. We got Cristobal Davila. Got Doug E. Fresh and Wiley Cat. So we're going to set this sucker over here. I'm going to grab this bad boy, spin it around a little bit. Let's see if we can't get it on the wheel. I think we can get to it. So there it is. Let's make sure that we've got our wheel changes. We do. And here we're going to spin it for you. So coming around. Got the sound off, boys. Ain't no fun like that. And it looks like old Dougie Fresh is the first to go. So, Fresh, I know you only tuned in for the podcast for a giveaway. We're going to spin anyway. So, keep it going. Let's see who's left. see if we can celebrate an E-Daddy win here on this podcast. Oh, Wiley Cat was sitting low. Sorry, Wiles, you're out of here. Keep it spinning. It's down. It's between O.E. Daddy Cristobal Dabila and Mr. Majo Locke himself from the Fans of Power. So here we go. I don't know if you guys know that Joe Amato fella. I have heard of him a time or two. Will it make it back around? Oh, he has been unmasked. See you, Joe. Sorry, bro. Still spinning. E-Daddy's hanging in, and Mr. Dabila is up for the win. So let's see who we got. Who will it be? Can it make it back around?
Is it going to make it?
Nope, it is Cristobal Dabila. So, Cristobal Dabila, you, sir, won the first ever Waffle Mafia podcast giveaway. So there you go, buddy. I've got your address. We'll get it sent out to you. So there is a 2000X or He-Man. He is mint on card, not mint on card. He's pretty on card. How about that? So we'll send that out to you, man. I appreciate you guys tuning in. So for the first one, we're keeping it short. Next week, we'll get into some stories, talk about some mini comics, do some things like that. We'll cover some stuff from SDCC. And, of course, like we said before, join the Moffle Waffia, please. Moffle Waffia. I do it every time. Yeah. Join the Waffle Mafia, if you don't mind. Don't join that other group. We don't know anything about them. And other than that, guys, come over, join us, check us out, and then next time we'll get into some more in-depth stuff. I appreciate you being with me tonight. Eat Daddy, say bye to the folks.
See y'all later. I'll see you guys on Thursday for Thirsty Thursday.
That's right. So we're back on Thirsty Thursday. We'll get in there and get a little bit of spin, and then Syrupy Saturday, and somebody else can win. So appreciate you guys hanging out with us for the first ever Waffle Mafia podcast. Y'all have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. Peace.